This is, of course, The Screen Show, and Claire Nichols is here with the latest arts news. Claire, tell me about the big winners at Sundance.
Hello, Jason. The US Grand Jury Prize for Drama went to Clemency, which is a film about a prison warden on death row duty. The film was directed by Chinoye Chukwu, and she becomes the first black woman to ever win the prize in Sundance's history. The US Grand Jury Prize for Documentary went to One Child Nation. That's a film about the generations affected by China's one-child policy. In the world categories, the Drama Grand Jury Prize went to The Souvenir. That film stars Tilda Swinton and her daughter, Honor Swinton Byrne. It's about a shy film student who embarks on a very intense first romance with a charming and untrustworthy man. And in the World Documentary Prize, that went to Honeyland, which follows a Macedonian beekeeper over 3 years.
Bit of a theme in today's show. And it's noteworthy that all these films had female directors.
They did. Honeyland was directed by Tamara Kotevska and Lyubomir Stefanov. One Child Nation was directed by Nanfu Wang and Jialing Zhang. And The Souvenir was directed by Joanna Hogg. And that's a really impressive result when you consider the fact that women directed only 46% of the competition films this year, but took home all the big prizes.
And speaking of women creatives, the Australian designer, production designer Fiona Crombie's chances of winning an Oscar are looking stronger than ever.
Yeah, I know you talked to Fiona last week about her Oscar nomination for Best Production Design for her work on The Favourite. And now her chances of winning, as you say, are looking even stronger after The Favourite won the prize for Best Period Film at the Art Directors Guild Awards this week. Fiona Crombie is also in the running for a BAFTA for her work. And here she is on The Screen Show with you, Jason DeRosso, talking about her design aesthetic for the film.
One thing that I realised was that the best approach was to be quite simple and be concise about what we were doing. So, I mean, for example, we only used gold fabric, and that might seem not that important, but actually it sort of stripped away and simplified the look of the film. So even though it's very ornate, it's not over the top. There's just something that's immediately stylized. And Sandy Powell did the same thing with the costumes. You know, all the costumes are black and white for the court. And it just immediately pushed the film out of naturalism.
So that's Fiona Crombie, an Oscar favourite for The Favourite. Let's hope she takes your advice, Jason, and thanks her candle handlers if she wins.
That's right, because she said that there were 80,000 candles used in that production because some of the scenes were actually just lit with candles, which is absolutely staggering. And the candle handlers had to sweep up a lot of wax. But anyway, speaking of the Oscars, there's no host, of course. But so who is going to present?
Well, the Academy has announced its first round of presenters for the awards ceremony. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are in the mix. Constance Wu and Awkwafina from Crazy Rich Asians. There's Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Whoopi Goldberg and Tessa Thompson. There are more there too. Apparently, there's been a lot of pressure on potential presenters not to present at other awards ceremonies in the lead up to the Oscars. The Screen Actors Guild Union put out a press release last month saying that extraordinary and unwarranted pressure was being put on its members not to present at other shows. And it criticised the, quote, Academy's graceless pressure tactics and attempts to control the awards show talent pipeline, end quote. Mm. The Oscar organisers have promised, I think they do this every year, but they have promised that this year's ceremony will be kept to a brisk 3 hours. Last year it went for nearly 4 hours and, of course, it recorded the lowest TV viewer numbers in its history.
Well, here's to keeping it short. Finally, Claire, what song will Australia perform at Eurovision this year?
Well, we get to decide this weekend, Jason. For the first time, Australians can actually vote on the song and the performer that is chosen to represent Australia at Eurovision. There are 10 finalists who are going to perform their new original songs in a live competition, which is going to be broadcast on SBS this weekend. And there are lots of interesting names in the mix. There's the indie pop band Shepherd. There's Ella Hooper, who you might remember from Killing Heidi, the drag performer Courtney Act, and the opera pop singer and composer Kate Miller-Heidke. Her song is called Zero Gravity. I'm going with this zero gravity. Zero gravity. Zero gravity. You just see the smoke machines and the big wind machine there. Mm. We can hear from a couple more of the Eurovision finalists, the musicians from the Adelaide-based electronic music duo Electric Fields, on our pop culture show Stop Everything on Friday on RN. Jason.
Thank you, Claire. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.